Good morning, everyone. The rector has left me just a few announcements to make, and I'll read them now. Immediately after this service, you are invited for coffee or tea at the west end of the church, and that's in aid of the Down Syndrome Association, and I hope that you will be responsive to that as well. Our services continue this evening with choral evensong at 7 o'clock. Now that we're into the autumn programme, there will be services with the full choir at 7 o'clock every evening, every Sunday evening now. And first Sunday of the month is choral evensong. And it would be good if a number of you would please come back and support the choir in this, because we do believe as Anglicans that choral evensong is very, very much still the gem of Anglicanism. And if we don't support that, we lose it. So please do come and support the choir in that. Tickets for the harvest lunch are also at the back of the church, and they will be distributed for those who want them for the harvest lunch on the 7th of, this time next month, the 7th of October. Next Sunday is Back to Church Sunday, and that means Sunday school back and all the organisations back again next week. And next Sunday, the leaders of the organisations will be recommissioned as happens every year. And a final notice, parishioners are invited to join the Kilbride Parish Rambling Group at 7 o'clock on Tuesday of this week, meeting at St. Malo's car park for a walk around the Stormont Estate, followed by coffee in Ballyhackamore. And those are all the announcements I have this morning. So our service now is the all-age worship, and it begins on the fly of the page 2 of the service. This is the day that the Lord has made. Loving Lord, fill us with your presence, that we may praise you now with our lips and all the day long with our lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we think we've never done anything wrong, then we are lying to ourselves and not being honest. But if we take the things we have done wrong and bring them to God, we are truthful with him, then once we have said sorry for those things, he forgives us. So let us take a moment in silence to say sorry to God here and now. Let us pray. And in this silence, we remember before God the things that maybe we have said and shouldn't have said over the past week, or things that we have done and shouldn't have done, or perhaps things we should have said and should have done, asking God's forgiveness and for his strength. And so we confess. We are sorry, dear God, when we don't have time for other people, when we say the wrong thing, when we do the wrong thing, even when we think the wrong thing. Forgive us, make us right with you, and allow us to be better the next time. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven, your sins are gone. Be strong in the Holy Spirit, and live for God. Amen. We stand. We stand as a forgiven people. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God fills the whole earth. Thank you. we come to the collect of the day, the 14th Sunday after Trinity. Let's pray this prayer together. Almighty God, whose only Son has opened for us a new and living way into your presence, give us pure hearts and steadfast wills to worship you in spirit and in truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
Now when the Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around him, they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with defiled hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they thoroughly wash their hands, thus observing the tradition of the elders. And they do not eat anything from the market unless they wash it. And there are also many other traditions that they observe, the washing of cups, pots, and bronze kettles. So the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" He said to them, "Isaiah prophesied rightly about you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines. You abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition." Then he called the crowd again and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile, but the things that come out are what defile. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come, fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person."
Thank you.
speak in the name of our ever-living and ever-loving God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Could I ask the children to come up and sit here in the front, please? I'd like to be able to communicate better with them if they're up at the front. Maybe if there are small children and if mums or anything want to come up with them, well, that's all right. I don't mind. Or maybe sit at the front. There, just have a wee seat there in the front, okay? If you want. Okay, just sit down there on the carpet. Okay, that's the way. That's the way. Okay, any more? Any others? Okay, right. Tell me, did you all have a nice summer? Did you? What all did you do? Where'd you go for your holidays? Where'd you go? Florida? Wow, was it nice and hot there? Could be. Did you like the swimming? The swimming pool? Are you a good swimmer? Good for you. Where did you go? You went to Enniskillen. And was it nice and hot there too? Was it the summer? Uh-huh. I went to Donegal on the first week in July. Tropical Donegal. Who ever heard tell of it? It was 25 degrees nearly every day. It was wonderful. Even people who lived there never knew of it beforehand. Anybody else go anywhere else? Where did you go? Where? Italy. Oh, I bet you it was lovely and warm there. Do you like Italy? What do you like best there? Swimming. Do you like the food? Do you like the spaghetti and all the rest of it? And I bet you had lovely ice cream. Lovely Italian ice cream. Nothing like it. Who else went anywhere else? Where'd you go? You went to France. You speak parlez-vous français? You speak French very well, do you? Where'd you go? Scotland. Oh, good. Did you get a kilt? No. Where'd you go? And you went to Scotland too. Anybody else go anywhere else? Oh, you went to Florida with your wee brother there. Where'd you go? Did you? Did you enjoy that? Good for you. Well done. Well, I suppose summer has to come to an end, doesn't it? And are you all back to school? Yeah, and you're absolutely delighted to be back to school, isn't that right? Sort of. But sure, you see all your friends again, don't you? You see your friends again when you're in school. And, oh dear me, help me up. Oh dear me, there we are. Yes, that's better. I shouldn't do that anymore, sure, I shouldn't. Used to do that 20 years ago. There we are, anyway. But sure, it's nice to see some friends. Oh, gosh, Karen, come here. Here's a great friend of mine here. I'm well, thanks. I haven't seen you in a wee while here. Do you come here often?
No.
Did you have a nice holiday?
Oh, I had a lovely summer, I did.
Did you?
I just stayed at home.
But you stayed at home. You were doing up your house and all the rest of it, getting it all sorted out for the winter.
Yes.
But it was good. You had a good time there. And I suppose you're back to work too and all the rest of it there. But sure, it passes the time, doesn't it?
It pays the bills.
It pays the bills and all the rest of it there. But look, I haven't got much time to go here. I've got to. Actually, another 15 minutes, I have an appointment with a hairdresser. I'm going to get a wash and a blow dry somewhere. And he says, the hairdresser says it takes about an hour and a half by the time he finds any. Anyway, if you're looking, come on over here. I'll have to get ready and get myself going here. But Joe, here's another friend of mine here. Joe, it's lovely to see you, Joe. Here, this is Karen, and this is Joe. Joe's my best pal, you know. Joe can do absolutely anything. He's very friendly. He chats to everybody, knows everybody, and do you know something? He's a great musician.
Really?
Yeah, he can play the piano.
Wow.
You know, and not only that, but he knows the difference between the black and white notes. Yeah, he does indeed, and he's really wonderful. He's a great friend. Joe, I haven't seen you in ages. Joe, have you been away a lot?
No.
In the back garden. Do you grow lots of dandelions?
I have two big dogs, so we grow enough.
Oh, the big dogs, go that to help you. Well, the dogs keep you fit, don't they? They keep you out and about walking. Joe, we'll have to meet up for coffee sometime. Will that be all right? We'll go and have a cup of coffee anyway. Like, as I was saying to Sharon, I have an appointment here. I have an appointment to get my hair sorted out in another wee while. So I'll have to go on about another 15 minutes. But lovely to see you. We'll arrange to meet coffee sometime. Okay, see you again there anyway. See you again, Joe. Lovely to see you. Has he gone? Did you see him? Good grief. Who needs enemies with friends like him, I can tell you. Oh, heavens above there. You've no idea at all. You've no idea. He talks about you. He criticises you. He does all sorts of terrible things. And you see, yeah, but you have to butter him up, you know, every time you see him. But goodness me, I couldn't find a good word to say about him. Not a word at all would I say about him at all. It's terrible. Absolutely terrible. You wouldn't touch him with a barge pole, I can tell you that. Absolutely. It's not good at all. It's not. And you see, when we go for a coffee, guess we'll pay for it every time. Muggins here. Every time. No doubt about it. Talk about mangy. Oh, you wouldn't have anything to do with him anyway. Well, look here, Karen, I'm going to have to go on there. Otherwise, I'll be late for this appointment. I'll keep him back there anyway. But do you see children? Do you see her too? Goodness me. You wouldn't have anything to do with her either. I can tell you that much. You wouldn't have anything to do. She's terrible here. Absolutely terrible. Every time you talk to her, she's never anything good to say about you. Oh, don't go anywhere near her. Anywhere near her at all. Oh, there you are. Well, children, tell me, was I saying anything wrong? Or was I doing anything wrong? What do you think? What do you think? Oh, I was indeed. I was talking about these as my best friends, and then I was talking behind their back. In other words, I was saying something to them in their face. But then whenever they went away, I said all sorts of horrible, bad things about them. Terrible. Not very good, sure it's not. You would never do that, sure you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't do that. Well, do you know, there's a little verse in the scripture there that Jamie read to us. And it says, these people honour me with their lips, but their hearts are not within. These people honour me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And you know, that was just like what I was doing, wasn't it? I was honouring my friends, Karen and Joe, and I was telling them all the great things that they wanted to hear. But then, after they went away, my lips changed, my heart said all sorts of evil things about them. And Jesus cited that bit. He was talking to the Pharisees, people who would have known better, who studied the scriptures and all the rest of it. And Jesus quoted something from the Old Testament prophet called Isaiah. And that's what he quoted, because Isaiah said it many, many years before Jesus. These people honour me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Sometimes we can do that with the best of intentions, can't we? We can all do that. We can all honour God with our prayers and everything else and sing our wonderful hymns with great gusto. And then we can go out and our hearts are far from what our lips have actually said about God. And Jesus says, we shouldn't be like that. Jesus is saying, look, what we say and sing in God's house, we should take out with us into the lives that we live from day to day. That our hearts should be in the right place. That our lips should not be saying one thing and our hearts saying another thing. Sometimes we can be like that. But God said, Jesus would tell us, no, not. True worship is what we believe with our lips. We also believe in our hearts, in our lives. And we do that. There's a very, very old prayer which says, Lord, teach me that what I say with my lips, I believe in my heart. and show forth in my lives. And that's what I would like all of us to be able to do. Mums, dads, all the adults as well. Whenever we go out from here, we sing our praises with great gusto, but we also mind that what we sing with our, say and sing with our lips, we believe also in our hearts and show forth in our lives. Let's just say a little prayer with this, okay? Will you say this after me, children? All eyes closed, hands folded. Say this after me. Dear Lord God. Dear Lord God. Okay, adults, help them. Dear Lord God.
Dear Lord God.
Help me to say.
Help me to say.
What I believe in my heart.
What I believe in my heart.
And to show forth in my life. Your praises. Now and always. Amen. Thank you very much, children. Okay. Joe and Karen, come here a wee minute. Okay. That's it. Thank you very much for your big help. And you know, they really are good friends. They really are. A big round of applause for them. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, choir. We stand now for the affirmation of faith. Do you believe and trust in God, the Father who made all things?
We believe and trust in Him.
Do you believe and trust in his Son, Jesus Christ, who redeemed the world?
We believe
and do you believe and trust in his Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God? This is the faith of the Church.
This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us pray. And as we think of the beginning of the autumn programme, we pray for all organisations back in the parish again, and including the children in schools, children or young people going to universities or other colleges, and for our Sunday school, which resumes next week. Almighty God, you are the source of truth, and your Spirit leads us into the truth. May all who teach and all who learn in our schools, colleges, and universities be set free from everything that might hinder their search for the truth. And finding truth, may they learn to use it for the good of all people and for your greater glory through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The prayer of thanksgiving for the vision of youth. Lord, for the vision of youth, its love of justice, strength of purpose, and honesty of mind, we bring our thanks and praise. Make plain your living word to the rising generation, that they may grow up in the faith of Christ, to love and honour your name, and to render service to others. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. And we remember each Sunday, as we do, for those who are sick, anyone known to us, or a prayer for ourselves. We bring before God those who have perhaps spent a very restless night, either in pain or with worry, or loneliness, anxiety, bereavement, or whatever reason has kept them awake through the hours of darkness. We pray for God's strength and God's help for them this day. We bring before God those who are bereaved. We bring before God those known to us in hospital, and the attention that they receive from the hospital staff. And so remember in mercy, our Father, all those who are passing through illness, grief, or problems, and especially anyone of whom we now may be thinking in our prayers. Bless all that is being done for their good, and surround them with your healing love and power, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And turning to the order of service, we say together, Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for everyone in this parish, especially for our clergy, teachers, leaders, musicians, helpers, and all who give of their time and talents to lead our parish organizations. We ask your blessing and guidance upon our families and homes as together we seek to serve you in both word and deed during the opportunities and challenges of this new week. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us sum up our prayers and praises in the words our Saviour Christ has taught us and say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We say together the offertory sentence. Accept, Lord, these our gifts and use them for your purposes of love, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives, as well as our worship, be always pleasing in your sight. For the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and for all for whom you have prayed this day and forevermore. Amen.